This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the answer is the devil always inverts. He can't create. So, Acosta manhandles a woman. We put a clip out. It's all over the news. They just change the subject, and we debate that instead of just going, oh, CNN, they're known liars. Here's the rest of Paul's report.
But people watching Wednesday night's edition of Anderson Cooper wouldn't know whether Acosta touched her or not, because they didn't play the part where Acosta touched her. So I'm the one being accused of editing a video to mislead. Then CNN takes the very same video and edits out the part where he touches her. The only thing being doctored here is your narrative.
Jim Acosta clearly never touched that White House intern. That's just a lie. That's just a lie. That's just a lie. That's just a lie. To discredit a reputable journalist, she's the White House press secretary. She should be fired for that.
Yeah, you literally just lied to millions of people about the content of a videotape.
That's just a lie.
Now you're saying Sarah Sanders should be fired for lying about the content of a videotape, which she didn't. You should be fired. Remember, these are the same mouthpieces that spent weeks claiming Brett Kavanaugh assaulted a woman. Yet when there's clear evidence of Jim Acosta at least accosting a woman, they all suddenly develop temporary blindness.
Jim Acosta clearly never touched that White House intern.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
Or it would be if it weren't fake news. The fact that the White House press secretary is promoting this doctored video is reprehensible.
Yeah, it's so doctored, Stephen. You literally played the same clip 2 minutes before saying this. Again, it's not doctored. It lost a couple of frames after conversion and compression. That's not doctoring.
That's not doctoring.
It's zoomed in and slowed down. Every single one of your point or another has aired a story where they've done this. That is not doctoring. It's not misrepresenting the fundamental content of the video. It's simply focusing on the important element of that video and slowing it down so people can get a better idea of what happened. That's not film doctoring.
Oh, and what's this? First Vice reports that it's a doctored video. Then they talk to two separate forensic experts who say it's not doctored. Forensic expert: there is no evidence the White House video of Jim Acosta was doctored. Hani Farid, who studies digital forensics, human perception, and image analysis at the University of California, Berkeley, told Motherboard, which is Vice, that he does not think the video was doctored, though he agreed that the entire video was, of course, slowed down and zoomed in to focus on the moment of physical contact. He does not see any evidence to suggest that it was selectively edited to exaggerate Acosta's motion. Because, again, it's not doctored.
That's not doctoring.
I can't speak to the origin of the video except to say I know where it started. It started right in that room over there when everyone saw it. It doesn't matter who puts it up, who posts it. It doesn't matter the speed at which the video is seen. It doesn't matter the angle. The question is, at the core of this, and this is why Jim Acosta lost his credential, did he touch her or not? The video is clear he did.
He did.
Donald Trump Jr. So are we just supposed to act like the media didn't completely make up and spread an insane conspiracy theory about the White House doctoring a tape? How's that disappear from the news so fast? We truly entered some kind of delusional dystopia when, to distract from Acosta's behavior, the media launches a giant hoax claiming, one, that Acosta never touched her when he clearly did, and two, that a video which loses a couple of frames or has frames added because of compression, they can't even make their minds up which it is, means that it was a doctored video.
That's not doctoring.
It wasn't a doctored video. They call me a conspiracy theorist while themselves promulgating a monumental conspiracy theory. CNN, Washington Post, TechCrunch, Vox, New York Times, NBC, and hundreds of other publications, all breathlessly asserted, with zero fact-checking whatsoever, and none of them even reached out to me for comment, that I, the White House, or someone else had doctored a video that wasn't doctored, just so they could portray Trump as deceitful and rash for suspending Acosta's press access. The only deceitful and rash parties in this entire situation were you. You literally claimed Acosta never touched her when it's right there on tape.
Jim Acosta clearly never touched that White House intern. That's just a lie. That's just a lie. That's just a lie. That's just a lie.
I didn't put my hands on her or touch her. I didn't put my hands on her or touch her. I didn't put my hands on her or touch her.
Why do you think your trust is plummeting? Why do you think people don't like you when this is what you're willing to stoop to time and time again? The tape wasn't doctored. The tape wasn't misleading. I didn't manipulate it. The only manipulation here was you lot lying to and manipulating your own audience. The people...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, it came out like 6 months ago that one of the best-selling authors in the world wanted to do this autobiography on me, and I had the name for the book, The Secret History of the World and the War for the Future. And, I mean, obviously I could have been writing books through ghostwriters every 6 months, having best-selling books out there, but because of digital video and the way I can reach people with it, I'm not focused on books because those are mainly a monetary thing. But when you get censored, they become important again. So I was talking to a national writer today who was interviewing me for, I decided to go ahead and just put out like 3 books in the next year. So they're writing this book today, and we're talking about issues. They're like, how do you feel vindicated? Because there's so much of what you've talked about, the NSA spying and the world government and the big global awakening to it and the populist movement. And the writer done their research. They were like pulling up quotes from like 15 years ago. I envisioned 1776 worldwide. The oppression of the globalists will then boomerang back on them. And there'll be huge populist movements that will sweep from Latin America to Europe to Asia. You're like, how did you know this? It's incredible. And I'm like, well, now it's almost even worse because I know what's coming next after that. And I've got an electronic straitjacket around me, and all I'm trying to do is warn people. I'm going to be honest, and this whole thing with Jim Acosta, he's such a damn demon, man. If you try to chronicle all the lies of this guy, the fact that the White House even keeps him up there, it hurts me spiritually that every major paper in the country that I've double-checked and every major TV channel ran that we put out a hoax video and that Jim Acosta didn't touch that woman when it was on national television and our video is the same video and anybody can look at it. They'll show on national TV the same video side by side and go, look, it's doctored. It's like going, look, this watch is stainless steel. And I'm like, well, yeah, it is. So Roger Stone's a smart guy, former chief advisor of the president, former head of the campaign, a lot more. And I want to get into really important issues of the elections they're stealing right now. People say, hey, California's on fire. Malibu's on fire. It's hell on earth. Yeah, I know. And then the president said what I said 10 years ago, what the experts said, cut down all the underbrush. But leftists have this weird rewilding thing for 30 years under UNESCO where they don't allow anybody to take trees that even fall down and cut them into wood because that's bad for the earth. So they don't cut fire breaks. And the president comes out and says, well, you should have cut fire breaks. And they have a few leftist firefighters go, we don't appreciate that. The media firefighters hate Trump. The real firefighting associations have been begging to cut those damn fire breaks. But, yeah, Jim Acosta manhandling the woman and then the media lying about it is not as important as Malibu and much of Southern California going up in a satanic Guderdamarong Armageddon. But they made it the top story. And then I asked myself, what world have we reached, Roger Stone? And we'll do the election in the next two segments. What world have we reached, Roger Stone, where, because this has actually gotten me. Because I've seen a lot of lies in my years. But when something's on national TV and he manhandles her and it's on all these channels and they just go, oh, look, InfoWars tweeted it. So that makes all the video fake to make them question what they all saw on thousands of channels and to have been chosen as the thing now that they say is fake to butcher the truth. It's a next level psyop. Again, I keep obsessing on this because it is important, Roger. This is 2 + 2 = 4. We're going to get into the election, get into the fires. And I agree, the fires are more important. But what if I went on air and said the fires aren't real, and then 10,000 newspapers and Stephen Colbert said they weren't? You'd feel a little crazy. You know, Jim Acosta pushed that woman's hand down and grabbed the mic away. I'm not saying even fire him or arrest him. But the point is, he did it. Just like you're wearing a black T-shirt, man. I mean, it's at a certain point. What are they trying here, Roger?
Look, I think it's very clear that the staged and I think very juvenile and childish conduct of Acosta in an attempt to draw attention to himself was supposed to be the story of the day. It was supposed to dominate the news media. And unfortunately, very fortunately and wisely, the president decided to change the leadership of his Justice Department and relieve Attorney General Sessions, stealing, I think, new hope for Trump supporters the world over and the reassertion of the president over control of his own Justice Department. And that took them by surprise. This video has not been altered. Let's put the word doctored away. It has not been altered or changed in any way other than to say it was slowed down so you could actually follow what was happening and it was brought closer in a zoom. That is not under any sense of the word doctoring, with the implication that what really happened, true video of that, had been altered. And that is false.
And listen, I want to come back into the election and the election stealing, which is really going on. But right now, why would they try something this bold when clearly it's all over international news? He manhandles her. He says he didn't touch her.
Well, and with all due respect, Alex, There are stills missing from the Zapruder film. They have to try, I think, to prevaricate right now because fact that the House Democrats are soft pedaling impeachment. They need an anti-Trump line other than vows of reopening the failed and discredited Russian collusion investigation. This is a sideshow. It's meant to distract from the larger question of the massive fraud that's going on in these elections. In 40 years in American politics, seeing some of the most brazen vote-stealing tactics in Texas, in Louisiana, and certain precincts of New Jersey, and certainly in Miami-Dade County, where it has been a way of life, I have never seen anything as brazen, as outrageous, as one-sided as the process as it's going on in Broward County.
Roger, you know I love you. This is real radio. We don't censor stuff. I've only had about 4 martinis. How many martinis have you had?
I have had 1 martini, and it was not Russian vodka.
I'm joking. I've had no martinis. Hey, seriously, let's get serious.
I've had one, and I'm happy to have jumped on.
You're a man that can't handle your liquor there, my son. I'm joking. No, I know you can't. I don't drink, actually. I'm a big AA supporter. Now, Roger, let's get serious. Let's shift gears out of this, because I did get caught in this eddy pool of, like, the biggest story in the country for the last 3 days is the I-edited video Paul Watson did when it's not true. I agree with you. It's distracting from the new acting attorney general. So let's give you the floor. When we come back, how awesome is Mr. Whitaker? And then we'll shift gears then into admitted documentation. Even the Miami Herald says that they're stealing the election. They have fake ballots. They're running it all through with Roger Stone straight ahead. Now, don't forget his website, stonecoldtruth.com. Don't forget, I haven't plugged in an hour and 14 minutes on air. Please remember that we're under total globalist attack. But shows up, I think the globalists are. They can't even take us out. It's not that I'm that powerful, it's that they are that weak. So we have the 67% blowout sale on things like high-quality colloidal silver at InfoWarsStore.com. That is at cost at that price. 57% off, not 67%. That's 67% on colloidal silver. 57% off on super male and super female vitality, cold-pressed herbs, documented for libido, stamina, energy. It's an amazing product, but it's so hard to get, and it costs so much to make that this is the last run of it, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't monkey around with it anymore. But it's amazing. If you want it, it's the last run of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. 888-253-3139. And Roger's got a big old pot of black coffee right now. He's getting in a coffee bath right now. That's what he's doing right now. He's just sliding into a big old black tub of black coffee. The nurse is coming over with a big old enema bag.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I know you loved me a long time ago, and even now in my you still won't hear my
name. All right, Roger Stone's our guest, who I literally called about an hour ago. He's having a barbecue with his family, his grandkids, and I drug him in. And he's here with us right now. And so let's get serious now. We got distracted by Jim Acosta, who never touched that young lady. That video is all fake, it's true. He didn't get kicked out of the White House. He didn't grab her. Of course he did, but let's just move on from that. What is going on with the new interim attorney general that has the Stephen Colbert's of the world literally dumping every pound of excrement they've got immediately on the ground? Why are they so scared? What's coming next from your intel, Roger Stone?
Well, I think they have taken a hard look at Acting Attorney General Whitaker, and they see a dedicated, true-believing conservative who also happens to be a very fine lawyer, who was chief of staff under the Attorney General Ashcroft, knows how the Justice Department works, served as a prosecuting U.S. Attorney himself, has a record of educational, conservative, nonprofit activity, writing, thinking. He's entitled to an opinion. He's been critical of the Clintons. He said Hillary should
Let's just say he's a dyed-in-the-wool Americana guy they're scared of.
Right. Now, he comes out of Iowa. He ran for public office there. He is very close to Donald Trump's issue advisors, a solid guy named Sam Clovis. Clovis is, like you and I, Alex, understands the globalist threat, and he understands what Trump is and what it isn't. And he is very close to Clovis. He is also very close to a former governor, Terry Branstad, who I guarantee you is a blunt-talking guy and the perfect person for the president to send to China. Terry doesn't take any crap. He was an excellent governor of Iowa. He made a phenomenal comeback after being out of office.
Trump is now bringing in the Patriots, and that's scaring the system. I'm going to announce this tomorrow, but I've got some big intel. I'm told that Whitaker is getting ready to implement the president's plan to go after big tech. They're going to be listening tonight, but I'm told the hammer is about to drop.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, I remind people to go to our important effort, WriteTrump.com. WriteTrump.com, for those of you on radio, WriteTrump.com, where we are going to send letters from you to the president directing him to stop the antitrust and anti-competitive manipulation of the Internet that just cost us the last election.
And let's be clear. You can copy it and send it yourself, which we encourage you to do. You have my guarantee. I'm going to pay for the postage. It's like 20 cents or something. I'm going to mail hard copy letters, a million to the White House. And I think we're going to go over a million. It's already 100,000 or so signed up in just the last few days. And then we're going to hit Trump Tower with 100,000 or so, and maybe Mar-a-Lago with 100,000. But the point is, and then we'll keep you updated on new developments. But this is what Trump really pays attention to. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, you want to go to writetrump.com, sign your name on the letter to the president that we'll mail to you. There could be a little personal thing you send to him as well, the President Trump. President Trump must understand the importance of putting a stop to the mass censorship of conservatives by big tech and institute antitrust actions to end this racketeering collusion by big tech, desperate to block America from coming back from the dead. So that is what this is all about, and we're doing it right now at writetrump.com.
Alex, you know my goal and yours would be to deliver a million letters. Look, the future of the country, the future of Trumpism, the continuation of Trump himself in office, because the Democrats are soft-pedaling impeachment, but don't you believe it. That is precisely their plan. They are allied with Special Counsel Mueller in that. The future of the Trump reform agenda hangs in the balance. The future of the Trump legacy hangs in the balance. Trump's reelection hangs in the balance. The future of American exceptionalism and in American sovereignty hangs in the balance. We need a free, fair, robust, vibrant, completely accessible internet to compete in the war of ideas.
Let's get into the recount going on. I mean, I can't even describe these articles I have. Mainstream News, Miami Herald says they have fake ballots they're running and weird 18-wheelers show up and Congressman Matt Gaetz says, hey, you're a day late and police like threaten to arrest him. This is crazy.
Well, I think let's start from the beginning. 3 months ago, Alex, I urged Governor Rick Scott to fire Brenda Snipes, the head of the Board of Elections. In the 2000 Democratic primary between progressive Tim Canova and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, Canova was cheated blind by the board. His name did not appear on certain ballots. Certain ballots were destroyed and hidden. He never got an honest count. He went to court. The court ruled that she had violated state and federal law and demanded a recount, only to learn that while the case was on trial, she destroyed all the ballots. In the recent congressional primary, she refuses to give totals for early voting, absentee voting, election day voting, only giving grand total. And when she's asked for the rest of the information, she basically says, kiss my... So the governor should have relieved her. This isn't like playing poker with a woman with a long history of problems. And she's been holding back a total. The fact that she met one-on-one with Democrat gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum, and Gillum went out to reporters and withdrew his concession statement, tells me that the cake is baked. She refuses, despite a court order, to tell the people and the public what the final totals are for Broward County and whether it is not enough to shift the margin in the three crucial races. Rick Scott, who is probably in the greatest danger, Ron DeSantis, who has a little larger lead, and of course, right now, the last time I looked, Democrat Nikki Fried, a medical marijuana advocate, was leading Matt Caldwell by 500 votes. Caldwell appeared here on InfoWars, a great Second Amendment advocate, in what everybody billed as the contest between two future stars.
All right, Roger, StoneColdTruth.com. Thanks for coming in tonight during all this and covering. Get back to your family at the barbecue. We really appreciate you. Tomorrow we'll have you back on to get more into this situation as it unfolds in Florida. But I've got all the articles. The Miami Herald says they're counting fake ballots. Weird trucks are showing up a day late. Matt Gaetz shows up and they've got illegal trucks pulling up and says, what's going on? The cops threaten to arrest him. I mean, this is like a monkey, you know what, to a football.
You're absolutely right, Alex. I've never seen anything quite this dirty.
The Democrats, they're beyond taking the gloves off, man. They have gone total crazy town. We'll be back straight ahead. We're live, 5:28 Central Time, broadcasting worldwide.
Stress. is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, it's Veterans Day, November 11th, 2018, but we celebrate it on Sunday. So that's some of the esoteric knowledge on that. And Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, to cover all of this with you for the weekday show. You know, it's almost like the things we've done at InfoWars, that metaphysically I'm supposed to go away. like we already relaunched Americana. We already exposed the globalists. We already exposed the eugenics. We already got Trump in there. We already got nationalists being elected everywhere. And it's almost like at that point, I'm just supposed to go away. I mean, I won't leave the whole crew and everybody high and dry, but maybe that is what's supposed to happen. Maybe I'm just supposed to sail off in the sunset. But see, I would have at this point, but Soros and others are suing me and harassing me. And so I can't go away. So I won't. Plus, I wouldn't have to begin with. But here's the thing. You can't do 100 lifetimes work and get what we've done. And I'm not bragging about that. I mean, we've changed the world. We've gone from no one knowing there's a private corporate world government to from Asia to Eastern Europe to Europe to the UK to the US to Brazil to all over. People get that. And look, I'm not like mainstream media. I don't sit there and tell you something positive's going on. It's not positive. And it's positive for the general public. For me, you know, it's still kind of positive, but they're bearing down. And then I look at the globalists. They're so pathetic. Here's an example. Macron was a sex slave and pedophilia for the French elites. I mean, that's actually admitted. At age 13, 14, he was passed around by men and women that had sex with him. Now, that itself is like such an insane story. You're just like, whoa. And then he's constantly involved running down the president. But I don't have some gleeful Hollywood worship of the president because of the president. I like Trump because he's trying to be a real human being and trying to do some good things. But President Trump goes to France for this World War I memorial, and Macron gets up and gives this big speech against nationalism and its dangers. And then the controlled corporate media goes, look, Trump's to blame for World War I. If there weren't nations, there wouldn't be wars. And then, if you know the truth about it, it gets really frustrating at that point. It would take years to break down World War I, World War II. It would take years to break down the League of Nations and the UN and the Club of Rome and how the robber barons wanted to destroy the nation state so these big corporations would finance groups to kill each other and then try to give the nation states to give up their sovereignty and the vote and the investment the people had in the government. Not those governments were perfect. To this shadowy UN or League of Nations or IMF or World Bank or Trans-Pacific Partnership. I mean, who runs the EU? Macron says 2 weeks ago, we need an EU army, which they've already set up. I covered it 20 years ago. A decade ago, they admitted it. They say it's an EU army in their own documents to suppress nation states if the UK or Germany, or Switzerland, who had never joined it, or France ever wants to get out, they say they're going to have a military that doesn't let you leave. And then when Italy, a year ago, began to block the Zodiac boats coming out of North Africa into Italy, into Spain every day, the Italian military started grabbing them and taking them back to the UN bases in North Africa and saying, you're putting them in boats, you're sending them here to bankrupt us, and then you give them credit cards and political contacts so you're under their control. This is a UN political invasion. No, no, no. And their answer was, we're going to have an EU Navy stop your ships from stopping these people landing on your shore. So, staring into camera two or one or whatever it is right there. Think about that. No one even knows who the EU is. I do. It's in their founding records. It's almost sick to even tell people because the public doesn't want to know. They don't want to know who's going to take your pension funds. You don't want to know who actually runs things. No, no, no. Netflix is on right now. Let's not know any of that. And that's what this comes down to. At the end of the day, the final equation, people really don't want to be free. On average. They really don't want to know what's going on. They think you're showing off if you know how stuff works. Here's the difference. Metaphysically, God is a Republican. You can get 95% of people wanting to be slaves, but if 5% want to be free, you don't have a right to make them slaves. You know, in a democracy, if 51% want to make the other 49% slaves, if 51% wanted to barbecue the other 49% and put them on spits and eat their flesh, in a pure democracy, that would be acceptable. And so there's this rape toy, Macron, from age 14, being raped by globalists in Paris at these rape parties. He admits he's proud of it. And women having sex with him, and men, and all this stuff. And he's this perfect MK Ultra rape toy, like a dog toy. And here he is wearing his little red, white, and blue French thing, and he's up there, and he goes, bleh, bleh, plon, bleh, bleh, plon, bleh, bleh, qu'on est pas le tolo, le québec, le poncelé, qu'on fazoucan, bleguelé, soufflé. And he sits there, I am the pedophile rape toy. These Rothschilds shoved me up their ass. And that's basically what he's saying in French. And he's sitting there, and he's telling you, how dare you want country? Your country caused war, you bad. When the EU's unelected globalist and wants total war and is opening Europe up to Islamic invasion, and it's the nation state that stood against Hitler. It's the nation state that stood against the British Empire. The nation state is a people and an ethos and an idea. They don't want that. They want you to go, nation state bad, say butt plug of globalists. Get rid of it. I run over you. I, Macron. It's nice, huh? So that's how obnoxious this is. Like, what is this EU? What is this thing? Like, nations are bad? Like, are the French are bad? The Germans are bad? The Dutch are bad? The Irish are bad, the Brits are bad, the Mexicans are bad, the Japanese are bad. Well, what's the thing we then... The problem is the nation. You give the power to Soros to do it to your boot. Soros do it. Get rid of EU military run things. You no need nation. Me, Macron, we run it for you. And that's what this is. You're not going to make jokes all day long. But that's what this is. This is just ruthless corporations that have gotten control who said, oh, we don't want your nation state. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Now they're like, nation states are illegal. I am Macron. Here come the Muslims. Here come the foreign banks. Bend over. I am Macron. Bend over. I bent over when I was 14. You bend over too. It's nice. You like.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Supermale Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Supermale Vitality. So I want you to experience Supermale Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Supermale in you. Supermale Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Said country. Get that off. That's banned. Just like mother and father and God. Again, Eric Merle Haggard, a country is racist. You're not going to make jokes about this, but CNN, ABC News, all of it says, my God, Trump just said we're a nation. But you think about it, you just give your country up. The UN runs slave plants. The UN makes the people like cut the grass with scissors. The UN runs giant child kidnapping rings on record. And then we sit here and we hear like, oh, it's bad to have a nation, Macron says, and the Democrats and CNN. Did you hear Trump say America's a country? God, next they'll say pigs are pink. And go, I mean, that's how crazy this has gotten, is that they're assaulting reality. We pay taxes. It's our nation. We have a system. We're proud of it. We project our power globally. They go, no, no, no. You can't have a country. We got to come in and take this over right now. Well, who's taking it over? The IMF, the World Bank, the UN, the UN Human Rights Commission run by Saudi Arabia and China? It's like having Hitler run your local synagogue. It's ridiculous. And that's the thing that gets to me is it's gotten so ridiculous. Is that I thought, more Americans will be awake. Yeah, you elected Trump, who's not out to get you, but through election fraud and everything else, we're barely hanging on to the Senate. They're trying to steal all these other races, and all Trump wants to do is try to secure the country. But it shows how a free society allows a lot of weak, stupid people to thrive who live off other hardworking people. Because, see, as a hardworking person, as a smart person, I don't look at a dumb person and think, oh, let me try to scam them. I just think, oh, that poor person, God, their IQ, they have trouble wiping their butt, but it's all right. It's just going kind of, but see, they breed and have kids, and they're Democrats, and then they look at me, and both my eyes point the right direction. They're like, kill, 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 like a zombie. And the globalists go, I told you, kill them. I told you, kill them. See, that's how the thing works. The globalists are always trying to get good people to join them to wipe the whatever you call it out. And so we've now really reached this point where I'm just sitting there going, man, I just don't know what to do. I like, it's very frustrating. Here's an example. Germany collapses 1945. That's the end of World War II. Jim Acosta may say that World War II didn't happen, but, well, he says that actually it didn't happen. Okay, World War II didn't happen. World War II didn't happen. Jim Acosta, CNN said it didn't. But in a hypothetical world that I live in, World War II happened, and that kind of set the new future of the world from that point on. And Germany got divided in two, East and West Germany, and Berlin got divided in two. That was the demarcation line of the DMZ, and to the east was run by the Russians, and to the west was supposedly run by the Allies. Now, that's a fact. That happened, but Jim Acosta will say it didn't happen. And so then there's a new article out today from RT and Wired Magazine. They all wrote about it. Google, which is the modern Stasi, spying on everything you do, they have moved or are about to move. They're in discussions to move. It's been offered to move into the former Stasi headquarters. Make police states hip again. Google offers Stasi HQ for new Berlin office. Google in the old Stasi building would say that that fits. And then it goes into how they're doing it. Here's another article right here. Ex-Stasi agent, who also looks like Ronald McDonald, hired to censor xenophobic Facebook posts. Now, you know that Russia didn't come up with political correctness. New York City developed its leftist takeover plan, and it attacked Russia in 1917, and they stomped every Christian's brains out and kicked every Christian's guts out they could in Russia. And then they thought, oh, this is so cool. Let's reinvade the U.S. with our nomenclature and our culture. So when you sit here and you see Bozo the Clown, which we reported on 4 years ago, 4 years ago, they were hiring the Stasi to help report on people, and now they're officially looking to move in to the building. Isn't that cute? And my God, if you look like Bozo the Clown, you know, this woman showed up to arrest you for your speech, I'm sure you'd do it. I mean, it is the proper thing to do. But that's how pathetic we are. That we put up with stuff like this, and so we get what we deserve. Some fat, ugly, stupid, demonic cow is going to tell you what's... Go back to her. Look how beautiful she is. She's going to tell you what speech you've got, and so you're going to bow down to her all day long. Because she is God. She rules. Hell, her bowel movements are more important than your whole family. She's a big old dumbass control freak. And so let's bow to Google. Let's bow to her. Let's get serious. Tomorrow, I'm going to come back on air, and I'm going to talk about the new Deputy Attorney General and the word we've got and what should be done against big tech that are the most horrible, America-hating, God-hating people you could ever imagine. And so we're going to talk about what should be done to these people and who they are, because imagine they scour the earth for the worst secret police they can find. They find the most evil buildings where people were hung up by the hundreds of thousands by their legs and tortured and raped. And that's where Google wants to be. Google's like a big demonic moth. And it's like, oh, my God, that's a torture base? Could we move into a torture base? Because then the head of Google, Sundar, if he could have a real torture base, if he could really, really, like, arrest people that don't agree with Google, that would be better. Because Google was always about being pure evil. Google says don't be evil, but their real credo was be as satanic and evil as you can be. And now they've reached this point like, oh, my God, we're going to hang Christians up by their legs in front of their kids and slit their throats and drink their blood. Jesus Christ, he'll be able to fly in on a private jet and go to a facility in Germany where they're torturing people, and he'll land. They're like 14 floors under that building, and they're going to be down in there with children begging, and Sundar is going to waddle in, and Sundar is going to say, I'm finally going to be somebody. And he'll just have your kids in that pit. As they say, they're going to be arresting everybody. It's going to be beautiful. So just remember. Don't worry. By the way, you think that's a joke? He's already doing it in China. He already has committed to the People's Army to round up everyone. It's so good. I kill everyone. I'm liberal. I'm brown, so it's okay. All right. Good. Because the West has decided it's evil. White is bad. So now China and the worst of India and the worst of everything is going to rule you and your family, and it's going to have its way with you. They're going to take your pension funds. They're going to take your guns. They're going to take everything. And they're going to dance around giggling all day long.
But it is so fun now. It was so easy. Thank you for your soul. Thank you for your blood. It is good now. So fun. Everyone is guilty. Everyone who has conscience is my food now. I have no conscience. I am Sundar. Sundar the demon. I am Google. Your blood is so good. We don't talk about Muslim terror rings or Muslim sex slaves. We promote Islam. I am Sundar. We will take out the Hindus too. When we are done, everyone will drink from the toilet water of Google.
His real name is Toilet Water. So, we've had some fun tonight, haven't we? We really have. And so tomorrow, I'll be back, 11 a.m. Central. There'll be a more extreme, more radical show before 9 in the morning, but we can't say the name of that. And then, after we return with that broadcast, we'll have the War Room and more for you. So I want to thank the audience for tuning in tonight. I want to thank you all for remembering that Sundar reads your email and runs your life, and you will bow to Sundar because he's superior.
He is Sundar. He will do it for you. Your planet will serve us well. You have conscience. I don't. I eat you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.